doesn't happen very often when we get a gospel, at least as a priest and preacher, that you can preach on that really speaks to you because it's all about you. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So your perfect pastor is about to preach to you. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The word holy means to be set apart, to be consecrated to God, to be dedicated to a sacred purpose. How did Jesus talk about holiness? These are some of the things we just heard Jesus say to his disciples in our gospel passage from St. Matthew. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other as one as well. Love your neighbor and your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Should anyone want you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles instead. When people mocked him, Jesus didn't respond. Jesus turned the other cheek, went the extra mile, loved and forgave his enemies to the end, fully and completely. What he preached, he practiced, opening the way for us to follow, to be a holy people of God. It is a bit of a mix of things to do and of things not to do, of things to avoid. In the end, Jesus summarizes all this by telling his disciples to be perfect, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Really? Be perfect? But in the biblical sense of the word, to be perfect is not about perfectionism, not about no mistakes, no errors. Rather, in the Bible, to be perfect is all about being full, complete, whole, being filled with the life and wisdom of God, full of grace, mature in faith, and serving as a vessel for God's work, his joy, his blessing, his love to the people around us. Jesus lived in full communion with the Father, and he expects us as followers to do the same. Indeed, it is our calling, our vocation, for as Christians, we are called to the fullness of Christian Christ-like life, and to be a source, a presence of God's love in the lives of those who we touch. We are all called to holiness of life. What God asks of each of us, our call to be perfect, to be filled with the life, grace, and wisdom of God, is not impossible, for God commands only what we are capable of doing. Granted, we cannot do it without his help, but there is nothing set before us that we cannot achieve if we are open to and welcoming of the gift of God's grace. And in the matter of holiness, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Holy Spirit dwells within you?" And so, my sisters and brothers, each one of us, by our own very baptism, has been sanctified, made holy by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We are temples of God. Indeed, we all belong to Christ. As we prepare to welcome Christ into our hearts in Holy Communion, let us embrace Jesus' call to holiness with our whole heart. And during this coming Lenten season, let us be open to the grace of the Holy Spirit, who will help us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, to be holy in God's sight. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the week ahead.